Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1240, and writing is shir number 392, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started going into various different Shaila's questions which come up and different subjects. We finished pretty much with Shir Makom, Halchei Drachim, and we're going from there. So an interesting question, pretty simple, but it's important to talk about. People do ask here and there that if somebody's eating and drinking something, let's say I'm having a coffee and I'm having a piece of cake, right? So on the cake, assuming when I ate the shear of the cake, right, which would have to be a kazayis, we're always going to be chazering these shearim over because it's something that one has to keep in mind because it comes up all day long. Every time you eat, what's the shear? Do I make a after bracha? Do I make a burn of fashis? Do I make alamichia? Do I bench? How does it work? Right? So the shear is a kazayis, under a four-minute period at some point. In other words, when you're eating a piece of cake, a person's eating a Danish. As long as he ate a kazayas at some point under a four-minute period, you don't have to eat it right away. It's always best to eat it right away. One should try and eat it right away, but halacha lemaisa, you don't have to eat it right away. Even if you ate a kazayas under a four-minute period at the end of the Danish, at the end of the cake, it still would be good, and then you have to make a al hamichya. Okay, so now the question is, but I'm drinking also a coffee, and the coffee is a big coffee, and I'm going to be drinking the coffee for another hour. The cake, I'm done, I'm finished. So what should I do? I'll make sugud. So in an hour, when I'm finished the coffee, assuming I drank the shear of the coffee, and like we've mentioned in the past, on liquids, you have to drink, Revius 3 ounces, roughly 3 ounces, Bechdesh CS Revius, which is the time it takes to drink 2 gulps with 1 small pause in between. But the Evid, one could go up to Bechdesh Achilles Pras 4 minutes if they need to, but by water, one should be careful not to. But other drinks, coffee, juices, whatever, if somebody went up to 4 minutes, major Achroinim definitely say it would still be okay to make the Burn of Fashis. Okay, but be it as it may, so now I'm drinking the coffee and I'm eating the cake, and now I'm done with the cake. So, right. So in an hour later, when I'm done with the coffee, I'll make my alamichia and burn a fashis. So the answer is no. One should not do that. I didn't say it as a question, but be it as it may, the answer is one should not do that. You finish the cake, make your alhamichia. That's it. Whenever you finish the coffee, an hour later, 2 hours later, whatever, you're drinking a big coffee, right? Assuming that you drank the shear, and after the shear, which we previously mentioned, you have to continue taking at least a sip within every half hour, but the Yevet up to 72 minutes. By drinks, it's Mishabir tells us it's a much shorter period. Try and keep it within a half hour. In other words, at least a sip every half hour after you drank the shear. And if somebody went to sip within the 72 minutes, but the Yevet, there is what to rely on to make the burn of fashis. Okay, but if you did not, in other words, it's like this. So if somebody drank a Revius, fine. They drank a Revius in the beginning, right? Any drink, could be soda, whatever the case is. But now they went over 72 minutes, right? Over a half hour, according to many, and over 72 minutes for sure, and they didn't take a sip. Let's say 73, 74 minutes passed, right? And they didn't take a sip. Now you can't make the burn of fashis, even though you drank the shear. You have to keep that in mind to be very careful with that. Okay, but be it as it may, so what one should do is, bottom line, is they're eating a piece of cake together with the coffee, and they finish the cake, and they would like to continue drinking the coffee. In the above case, like we just said, one should make the alhamichia. Make your alhamichia right now. What about the burn of fashis? So now the burn of fashis would be the burn of fashis you would make at the end. When they're done with the coffee, an hour later, whenever the case is, you're done with the coffee in conjunction with the shiurim, like we mentioned, as long as they drank the shiur, right? So at that point, you would make the burn of fashis, even though it's a long time after they finished eating the cake. You'll say, what do you mean? I finished eating the cake an hour ago. But because the reason is one has nothing to do with the other, right? The reason is that the food item and the drink item don't get mixed. In general, we're not mitzarif, we don't put together food and drinks. The drink is separate, bar nefasha is fine, and the food is alamichya, fine, and that's two separate things, two separate efer brachas, one has nothing to do with the other. And you go from there. I'm done with the cake, I make a burn of fashis. The other way also, if you drank up the coffee, 1, 2, 3, now you want to be munching on the cookies or the cake for the next hour, so then you make your burn of fashis. Good, I'm done with the coffee, I drank the shear, fine, I'm finished. So good, so make a burn of fashis. And when should I make my alamichia? My alamichia I'll make when I'm done with the cookies, cake, or whatever it is that I'm eating, if I'm doing it the other way. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Kol Tuv.